your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome, everyone, to this next edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. We are very, very blessed today to have a fantastic program here for you with a wonderful guest. But without much further ado, let me bring my co-host in. Dr. Hitch, are you there?
Yes, my dear, I am. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
You know, it's interesting. Where I live in Palm Springs in Southern California, the flu, whether it's the regular flu and or the swine flu, we're not sure which is, you know, real, which is Memorex anymore, that people are really coming down with it quite a bit, and a lot of schools are closing. And even me, even moi, started getting the very, very slight symptoms. And what I did was, you know, Meg and I take the Jiva powder every single morning to build up our immune system and give us the energy. I doubled the dose this morning, and from the symptoms last night are totally, totally gone. So we have a very, very powerful product that can keep the immune system nice and strong and healthy. And boys and girls, if you're just starting to come down with that little, you know, I get that little itchiness in the throat and go, okay, I know something's coming down. And as soon as I take care of that right away, example, taking extra Jiva powder, it just absolutely goes away.
Well, it is the fermented soy and the curcumin, and it's been so heavily researched that they are one of the most powerful and natural products, Dr. Hitch. And you well know this because you've been involved in the research with me for, what, close to a decade now.
They don't give our age away now. Come on.
We've been very, very impressed. And, you know, this is so funny. I have to say, when I come down, sometimes when you're in the large crowds, you know, with people, mm-hmm. and I'm traveling, and you know this as well, and you come down with a very severe sore throat, I can't tell you how many times this has happened. And I say, oh, my God, tomorrow, the next day, I'm having, you know, big program in front of me, or, you know, I have a lot of work to do. I can't afford to fall ill. And guess what I do? I drink my Jiva fermented soy beverage, and I actually take my Jiva curcumin capsules. I take a couple, you know, three or four, you know, every 4 hours or something. Mm-hmm. And the next day, the pain is all gone. The inflammation is down. So I continue to be amazed, you know, with these products and, you know, the natural ingredients, the natural, you know, foods that we have incorporated into the Jiva products and how they help.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I just realized, you know, last week I was with a lot of people. I was in Beverly Hills giving a lecture. Not going to throw any names around who came in to see me or not, but I'll keep everybody, you know, anonymous. And probably, you know, with all so many people in that area at the health food store in Beverly Hills, probably started coming down with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it just knocked it out. Before I forget, though, we got a beautiful, beautiful email during the week. You know, last week we had Carol Hart, who was the producer of the for the next seven generations about the grandmothers. And
yes.
Beautiful an email from the grandmother saying, thank you from the bottom of my heart for interviewing Carol Hart about the grandmother's film for the next seven generations on behalf of the Grandmothers Council. I'm going to frame this. This is great. They're going to be in Sedona, Arizona, by the way, because if you haven't seen the movie, please, please see the movie. You know, you can go to forthenextsevengenerations.com and find out where they're having the different review.
Absolutely. That was a very, very powerful, transforming DVD. And even the interview with Carol Hart, giving her background and experience of why she did this movie, that she herself suffered from lung cancer, which the two of us did not know about.
Oh.
And the experience that she had on a rapid healing, that, you know, stage 3 lung cancer, as you know, Dr. Hitch, is not something that you trifle with. The indigenous grandmothers, they not just talk about peace and healing and interconnectedness and environment, you know, protecting the Mother Earth and supporting Mother Earth, but they actually show you what to do in your own life. So it's starts with one individual at a time. And, you know, it's a family, it's one society, one community, and, you know, and this message has to spread. The planet is in peril, and, you know, we need to do everything we can.
Let me give the date of where they're going to be. They're going to be in Sedona, Arizona, from December 3rd to the 7th at Sedona Majo Retreat Center. And you can probably, most likely, just go to ForTheNextSevenGenerations.com and find out. And if people want more information about what we're doing, even when you and I talked about the Jiva products, or even for information about Carol Hart and where the movie's going to be at, just email us, you know, at info@kissyourlifehello.com.
That's really true, because December 3rd, I'll be in L.A., Los Angeles, in Erewhon. This is a huge, natural supermarket, Erewhon, Erewhon, in Beverly Boulevard. We're talking there about, you know, how to boost your immunity, and we're talking about vibrant, radiant health. And we're not just talking about nutritional products, but we're incorporating the message with us is that what is the holistic approach we can take. Mm-hmm. But having said that, you know, this is the season for the flu, and we talked about how the Jiva products, you know, especially Jiva beverage and Jiva, you know, curcumin and fermented soy capsules can be very, very useful, and also the Jiva green tea. But, you know, it's all the, you know, we think of this, some of these remedies as grandmother stories. You know, things like, you know, how do you, you know, that you can soothe a sore throat by brewing tea, you know, that contains slippery elm bark and, you know, traditional, you know, some of the medicines. And now the doctors are coming forward to say that, you know, the tree bark, especially with the slippery elm bark, you know, it's very useful. It's been used for centuries by Native American because it contains mucilage. And that's a gelatinous substance that coats the throat and reduces irritation. And slippery elm apparently is in lozenges, and sucking the lozenges stimulates your saliva production to keep the throat lubricated. And of course, green tea, as you know, it's got antimicrobial, antibacterial properties, and it's great, very potent anti-inflammatory properties. So, you know, to keep that inflammation down, that's so important. What are the, you know, I had something else that came up here too, and this is interesting. To help a headache, you know, when you have the cold season, you know, they said, we used to do this as kids, to rub Tiger Balm. It's a topical menthol salve on your forehead and the base of the skull when the symptoms, you know, become, serious. They said that now there's a medical director of the Nationwide Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Center, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He says now that the menthol they have found triggers nerves that override the pain signal from your headache. So this is interesting. This is an old grandmother's story that you rub Tiger Balm, you know, on your forehead and the base of the skull, but it actually has a relevance now when you see what it contains. So, you know, the message here is that, you know, a lot of the remedies that, you know, the natural products that we are recommending, you know, the science is finding that there are ingredients in these natural products that can really benefit you in a safe way with less of the toxicity and side effects than with conventional medicine. And you do not need to say it's one or the other, but, you know, where your symptoms are mild, then, you know, you can still take natural products effectively and safely. Then my choice would definitely be use the natural products in conjunction with conventional treatments if you need to go for, you know, the extra medical help.
You know, it's interesting. I've been using Tiger Balm, probably 30, 40 years now. When my kids were little, we used Tiger Balm. And every so often when I speak at one of these health shows or expos, I'm always running to somebody that has a Tiger Balm, and I always grab a couple of the little sort of like an ointment type of thing, you know, where you can just smear it on. Well, I have something that's really interesting since we're talking about this old wives' information. How about the healthiest and unhealthiest states in the United States?
That's an interesting.
We'll keep New York and California I'll mention that to many at the end. States in New England top a new set of rankings while the South still lags. If you want to be healthy, live in Vermont, or at least act like you do. It is the healthiest state in the country, according to a new report. The annual rankings looked at 22 indicators of health, including everything from how many children receive recommended vaccinations to obesity and smoking rates to cancer deaths. Vermont ranked first this year thanks in part to the low rate of obesity, high numbers of doctors, and a low rate of child poverty. Which is interesting that most of the doctors in Vermont will take Medicaid. You know, we have a doctor that's going to be on today, and you know he'll talk about maybe a little about that. Because in a lot of the states, a lot of these doctors won't take Medicaid, but they do. This is mind-blowing, and you were giving me a different percentage, but let's say more than one quarter of American adults, okay, boys and girls, that means 25% or more, suffer from obesity. That is powerful.
That is really something that we need to take into account. In fact, there was an interesting study that was done in New York at Columbia University that showed that, you know, people who stayed in New York City, that people who actually stayed near, lived, the residents, you know, lived close to supermarkets, natural supermarkets, not the unhealthy kind, and had to walk, you know, to wherever they were, actually lost significant amount of weight and reduced their waistline, too. So those who live near fast foods, you know, blocks away, very close to fast foods, actually put on a lot of weight. So where you stay to is important.
Okay, so we only have like a minute or so. So Vermont is number one, then Utah, then Massachusetts, and then Hawaii, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Colorado. Now, the poorest, the worst states, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Nevada. And I found Nevada being interesting in the bottom 10. So are you wanting to know where New York stands?
Oh, absolutely.
Keep the suspense. You guys are number 25. Now, us from California are 23, so we're doing a little better than you guys. But it's amazing, though, the New England state, and I've always loved to go up to New England, not so much in the wintertime, it's too cold for me, but in the summer and the fall time to do some lecturing, and I just love the people up there. And the Northwest is the same way, too. There just seems to be something about that energy in the Northeast and the Northwest. Midwest people are very loving people, and it's really neat. California people, you know us, we're bouncing all over the place, but I fit in here perfectly, so.
Well, going into that, California, we are having a fantastic guest, a fabulous guest, Dr. Gabriel Weiss, and we're very thrilled to have Dr. Weiss. He's a graduate of Stanford University Medical School. He's actually a practicing internal medicine physician in general practice, actually, for the last 30 years, and he has been previously serving as the chief of internal medicine and chairman of the Department of Medicine in the Tri-City Medical Center in, I believe it's in San Marcos, California, or is it, because he has practices also in Oceanside as well. And the interesting thing is he has been actively practicing meditation for 37 years. He's founder and medical director of the Asclepius Wellness Center in Oceanside. He's been teaching meditation classes for several years. He's also a member of the Sangha at Deer Park Monastery in Escondido in California, where he has practiced Zen meditation in the tradition of the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh. And this is an excellent, excellent opportunity for those of you who want to ask Dr. Weiss any questions on meditation, because he has written a phenomenal book called The Healing Power of Meditation. So when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Dr. Gabriel Weiss speaking to us about how to unlock our natural healing power with simple meditative methods and what is the latest research about the mind and its body in healing. So just give us a few seconds, a few minutes, and then we'll come back from the break with Dr. Weiss.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to this next edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. We have with us Dr. Gabriel Weiss, and I'm going to start this very powerful interview with Dr. Weiss. Welcome to the show, Dr. Weiss. We're so pleased to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. VJ and Dr. H.
Thank you.
We want to start by asking you, you know, you have not just a medical background degree, but you also are an active proponent and you are a practitioner of meditation. And it looks like you've spent many, many years delving into the different forms of meditation. And so tell us, what is your definition of meditation and describe some of the benefits that can come from practicing some of these techniques?
Sure. Thank you for the question. I define meditation, and this is part of the definition, I'd say, because you have to expand upon this one sentence, but if you boil it down to one sentence, meditation is a state of awareness of the present without thinking. And so you go expand from that idea by saying that most of the time, you know, when we're waking in a wakeful state, the mind is thinking. And what meditation allows you to do is suspend the thinking part of your conscious awareness, and that has a lot of health benefits and can also provide a lot of insight into your life. So that's one of the big reasons to meditate, is to help heal yourself and also to feel more happy and more freedom and peace in the present. And then also get insight into your real-life problems.
How about quieting the world around us?
Yes, yes. So we have a lot of chatter in the world around us,
right.
And that's a lot of that chatter goes on inside of our heads, of course.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that people always say is that, oh, I'm too busy. I cannot practice meditation. I don't have time. My mind cannot be, you know, quietened or stilled, and I have too many people around me all the time. So what would you give as advice to people who say that?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways to get active with practicing meditation. The most common way is to sit down and practice it for like at least 10 or 15 minutes once a day. You'd call that a type of sitting meditation. But there are many types of meditation practices, including walking meditation and other forms of meditation. But then there's a daily practice where you can start doing meditation type of awareness during normal daily activities. For example, like walking. When you're walking, you could put your awareness on your feet and really be aware of what's happening and the sensations and what's happening around you in the present. And that would be a form of meditation in the present. It's called mindfulness. Mindfulness of eating, for example. You can eat in a very mindful, meditative fashion where you really totally become absorbed with the process of eating and the sensations that that produces in the present, and that is another way to meditate in a normal daily activity. But then beyond that, there's the, I think the bigger challenge is what happens when there's things that happen during our day that upset us, frustrations or cause anger to occur, things that happen in normal daily life. And what do you do? How does meditation relate to that? And another type of meditation is where you could then first regain your center and your calmness by just taking three mindful breaths, it's called. And then later, take that brings the flames of the anger or the flames of the fear, whatever the negative sensation is, under more of a sense of peace and where you can then not react negatively immediately. And then later, that's when you sit down and meditate, or walking meditation, and that's when you can get insight into how you can better live your life so that you don't have so much negative energy manifesting in your mind all the time.
For a lot of us, we get confused when people think of meditating, and you know, I talked about this before the show started, that we have to sit with our legs crossed, upside down, hanging by our nose or whatever, yeah, to be able to meditate. And people get confused, and they say, "It's again, we've talked about this before on our other shows, it's all or nothing. So either we're going to do it for 3-4 hours, or we're not going to do it at all." There's got to be a happy medium. There's got to be this balance where, you know, these different choices, these different avenues of meditating, for even if it's for a couple, 3 minutes. And you know, I like the fact about walking on the beach. Excuse me. Sometimes people, you know, walking on hills or just staying in the now. When you're talking about with the food, I was thinking sometimes I'm eating so fast I don't realize what I'm eating. And then there are other times, okay, slow down. Enjoy the meal, especially with, you know, with Meg and I are having a dinner together. We can talk slowly and just eat, and that's staying in the now. So
absolutely, yeah, staying in the now is what it's all about. You know, Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, mm-hmm, talks about the same kind of thing. There is a power in staying in the present, and because you become more happy and more joyful when you can appreciate what's happening in the present.
And then when you have all those, like even if you have time to sit, but if you are crowded with those thoughts and, you know, have I switched off the stove, you know, have I switched off those lights and, you know, oh my God, you know, I left something behind, you know, when those thoughts come and bug you, what is your advice? How do you bring back your focus into the breathing, and how do you gently let go of thoughts about the past or worries about the future?
Yes, great question. That is one of the most important, techniques that when you're meditating, is to know what to do when thinking occurs. And what you do is you just don't get angry. That would be counterproductive. You very gently allow, you know, once you become aware that you're thinking and say you want to be in the present, you want to be meditating instead, you will then allow that thought to just fade into the background while you concentrate your mind on some focus for your meditation. Now, this gets into the technique of how you actually meditate, and I think a simple way to start meditating is to bring your awareness to your breath. You just become aware of breathing in and breathing out and what that feels like, coming in through your nose and out through the nose or the mouth, and you feel the sensations of the lungs filling up with air. And you can do that for just 2 or 3 breaths, and you can become totally absorbed in that, and that stops the thinking mind. It's a technique of stopping the thinking mind. So that's one focus. And then you could add a mantra to it. For example, when you breathe out, you could just say the sound OM. And when you exhale, just say OM to yourself, either out loud or silently to yourself. And it's another way of becoming more absorbed in something that's putting your mind on a focus that allows the thinking to stop. You're suspending the thinking mind. And it's a powerful way of doing it. So I usually recommend starting by combining some sound like OM with awareness of breath. And you can do that for 10 minutes once a day, and you get a lot of benefit of just starting with 10 minutes of practice, for like first thing in the morning, once a day. Later on, you may want to, if you get frustrated or anxious later on, want to relax, you can do it later in the day too. There's nothing wrong with doing it twice a day.
A number of years ago, I went to a meditation class.
That was a great point you just made. A lot of people feel you have to sit in a lotus position and really get into it for many hours a day to benefit from it, and that's not true. You can benefit from tuning into the power of meditation just 10 or 15 minutes once a day, and then from there you may want to incorporate some more techniques as you decide it's working for you.
I started to say, a number of years ago I went to a meditation class and somebody raised their hand but asked the instructor a question about meditating. He says, whenever I try to meditate, I just see dancing girls go by. So he said very simply, he says, just let them go by. And then you get back to the meditative state. And that's pretty much really what you were saying. Don't focus on that. Just let whatever thought that is just go through, and then we can get to that place again of just relaxing.
Absolutely. I often remind my students to think of it like you're walking on the beach, and you may notice transiently the sound of waves crashing on the shore. But then pretty soon that sound has just faded into the background and your mind is on to something else. So you can just, like you can treat thoughts like that. Just let them fade into the background while you gently turn your mind to some focus that concentrates your mind in the present.
Now, coming back to the question of, medical research studies done on meditation, could you just tell us very briefly some of the important studies that have been done to validate that this is not just, sitting and going with the mind, as it's actually very, very useful for particularly, certain medical conditions and states of mind, minor depression. Can you tell us more about the research that's been done?
Sure. Just to put in a plug for the book, because The Healing Power of Meditation has a big section on the research, because that is, I think, one of the most startling things that's now available, is a lot of clinical trials that have looked at, does meditation help in certain conditions or not? And so they have found, through controlled clinical trials that are published in the standard medical literature now, not just now, but for, 20 years now, that meditation helps in a lot of ways for healing. Particularly, if you want to get into specifics, there's an area of cardiovascular healing, lowered blood pressure, lowered heart rate, less heart rhythm disturbances, greater exercise capacity in people who have coronary artery disease. These are all things that have been proven with controlled clinical, scientific studies. I know you guys talk a lot about the immune system, so I don't want to neglect to say that meditation has been studied in several really important groundbreaking studies about the immune system. One of the first ones that struck a lot of people's attention was to take one control group who meditated, another one who didn't, and it gave them a flu shot and measured their antibody response 8 weeks later. And they found that the group that was meditating had a twofold increase in the number of antibodies that they produced in response to the flu shot, presumably making them more resistant to the influenza after taking a flu shot because they had a heightened immune system. That's one aspect of the immune system. There's another very good group of studies that looked at the white blood cells, how potent they are, what are the numbers of the white blood cells, and when you're trying to fight something like cancer. And they looked at, there's a good study that looked at women who were battling breast cancer, early stage breast cancer. They took one group of women who taught them a meditation technique, and another one who were given a health education class as a control part of the study. And they looked at their white blood, what are called natural killer white blood cells. These are the white blood cells that we know are the most potent for either killing cancer cells or fighting viral infections. And they found that one study found that the meditating group had a 16% increase in the number of the killer white blood cells, called natural killers. Mm-hmm. And another study found that the potency of those white blood cells was increased by 75% in the women with breast cancer who were meditating. So these are some very powerful studies that show that meditation has a positive effect on your immune system and can help fight infection and fight off cancer.
Well, these are very important studies, and when we come back from the break, we want to delve into more of the medical conditions and what the research is showing, and the practical experience of meditators, practitioners of meditation are showing with people. So listen up when we come back from the break.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. VJ and Dr. H. That's me. And we are speaking with Dr. Gabriel Rice, who has written a very, very powerful book called The Healing Power of Meditation. So, Doc, before I ask the question of the year, how can one get, I mean, I got a book, and Dr. Vijay got a book, but how can everybody else that's listening to our show and get this powerful, powerful book, along with a CD, too?
Yes, there's an audio CD that has all the meditation techniques, in an audio form, so you can just, put down the book and just listen to it to learn how to meditate. But in the book, there's so much more than just how to meditate. But how do you get the book? You get it. You can get it online at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, online. You can get it at just about any local bookstore if you just ask for them to order it. Most of them, don't have it necessarily on the bookshelf, but they can look it up and, find the book number and order it for you. And so there's a lot of ways you can get it.
Do you have a website?
I don't have a website. The publisher has a website. It's published by Publications Inc. Basic Health Publications Inc. So you can get it, through their website.
Okay. So the Healing Power of Meditation. So the question I have, because we touched, a lot of information the first 15, 20 minutes of the interview. If there are so many studies, and I know, Dr. Vijay knows, why aren't doctors writing a prescription for meditation for these patients that have high blood pressure, cardiovascular, any of these conditions? Why seems to be a resistance towards going towards this realm as opposed to just saying, here, take this drug and goodbye?
Well, that's a great question. I've thought about that a lot too, and I think there's several reasons. One is, not that many doctors really know about meditation yet, but there are a number that do and have heard about it, but they don't pursue it, I think, because, number one, it takes time to teach someone how to meditate, and they're a little overwhelmed with their medical practices, knowing how they could possibly work in a discussion about starting a meditation practice into their busy day. And the other, I think, and it's much easier, for example, to write a prescription, and it takes much less time. The other thing is, I think it's not promoted in educational sessions very much in the medical community when you go to continuing medical education classes, because those are all funded by drug companies.
Thank you very much.
And the drug companies have such a powerful impact on what doctors think about in terms of treatment, because they promote themselves at these continuing medical education conferences to the exclusion of things that would not involve writing a prescription that would still help people in a powerful way.
I love when we interview doctors, MDs, and they even say about the pharmaceutical company, so it's not so much us guys that are on the alternative medicines line over there, but it's also a lot of the doctors in the field of, you know, conventional allopathic medicine that I think are getting tired of the pharmaceutical companies controlling all this. It's a shame, because meditation is actually a big part of the solution.
Yes, and it can be taught in a doctor's practice. I've, you know, talked about it in the book, How to Do It. I've approached one of these major CME groups called PrimeMed and trying to get them to include it on their curriculum. And it's a process to get them to incorporate it, but it certainly can be taught in a practice. Now, you can't just stop everything and take an hour to teach somebody how to meditate in the middle when they come in complaining of a new problem, for example, like I'm, you know, anxious or I have insomnia or something like that you could apply meditation to. But you can give somebody some literature, and you could. I've got some write-ups that start them on just a little one-page write-up on how you start meditating, and then you could have them come back to a class. If you want to organize a class later, you could tell them where they could go to learn a meditation practice. And, you know, there's not just one way to meditate that works, so you don't have to worry that you're, you know, you picked necessarily the best meditation practice. People can learn more than one practice and decide what works best for them.
Or not worry that you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That holds a lot of people. I'm not doing it the right way. I'm not doing it correct. I'm not getting answers. I'm not getting all the other things. And it's important. People need to know that there's no wrong way. There's no right way. You do it the way your body feels. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think that you want to experiment with a couple of different ways.
Sure.
And I, in my own practice, will use three or four different methods at various times, just, you know, because I feel like doing one method more than another because of the circumstances, or maybe I want to induce positive thoughts. One meditation practice might be more geared towards helping induce what are called positive thoughts or positive mental formations, and then another meditation might be better for helping to transform negative thoughts. So it kind of depends on if you're trying to deal with a negative situation. You may want. I often will use a different technique than when I want to foster more positive thoughts. So there's different techniques that can be used in an individual person in a given day.
You know, I've been teaching meditation for several years as well, and I find that sometimes when people come to me and says, well, they're scared or they haven't been there, you know, being with themselves, this is so odd. They have relationships with everybody else, but they don't have a relationship with their own self.
That's
and so sometimes
point.
I start out with teaching them guided imagery and just getting them just to imagine and, you know, do a guided imagery with them, you know, the triangle and just breathing and focusing. And once they're just comfortable with the being with themselves, just being alone with themselves sometimes, you know, that takes off a lot of the fear. And then from there, they say, oh, my God, can I learn more techniques?
Yeah.
And suddenly all the time in the world comes to them and they create the space. And even if their house was too small or apartment was too small, suddenly they have created for themselves a space where they can be with themselves. So sometimes people just have fear of just being alone. But give us some examples, Dr. Weiss, about some, you know, practical cases that you have helped people with serious medical conditions and how that has improved their quality of life, if not their, you know, medical illness.
Well, there's been quite a few patients that I've, you know, taught to meditate you know, cover a gamut of symptoms that may have been the reason we asked them to consider using meditation. I mentioned earlier insomnia. That's a good way to start meditating, because you can't stop the thinking mind in the middle of the night and you stay awake, so you're not sleeping. Another more serious medical condition is something like heart disease, where I had a patient who had a known coronary artery heart disease. He'd had bypass surgery, and he had these what they call premature ventricular contractions, which are premature heartbeats or early heartbeats. You might look at them that way. And they were causing a lot of anxiety in him. And he was noticing that every once in a while his heart would skip, and he was worried he was maybe about to have a heart attack. And so we taught him how to meditate, and because there's a very good study that shows that people with coronary disease who learn to meditate have less numbers of these premature heartbeats, and indeed he was able to calm his mind, and that helped reduce the premature heartbeats, and then he was much less worried about having to have a heart attack. Another more serious example would be lung cancer. I had a patient who had lung cancer, for example, and it was a type of lung cancer that had spread beyond the immediate area, so it was really kind of a serious type of lung cancer. And he was able to, he was very frightened, of course. He kind of ignored this chest X-ray evidence of the first spot that some other doctor had found and told him to get it checked out, and he'd kind of ignored it for a whole year because he was so afraid. But then he came to see me, and we were able to calm his fear, and he could get the then battle his cancer. He got surgery, and he learned to meditate, and that helped him go through with chemotherapy, too, because that was very scary to him. But now, like 5 years later, and I'm sure it's at least 5 years later now, and he has no recurrence of his cancer, and he continues
wow.
to meditate, and he can enjoy his life and not be locked in fear that it's going to recur any day. So, there are many examples like that, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic painful neuropathy like shingles. Those are patients that I've helped with meditation, and meditation can reduce their pain quite significantly. These kind of chronic pain that traditional medicine has very difficult time and usually cannot control, like the chronic pain of shingles or a diabetic painful neuropathy, and yet meditation can reduce those pains by at least 50%, which is big time, so then people can become much more functional and lose their fear that this pain is going to make them a cripple and not be able to have a reasonable lifestyle. So there's many examples. Alzheimer's patients can be benefited by learning how to do, and their caregivers learning how to meditate. People with headaches, people with migraine headaches who learn to meditate, and the frequency of those goes down quite a bit once people learn how to meditate regularly.
One of the things that I've learned for myself is that I was taught that all the answers that I'm looking for are really within myself. And how am I going to get to that place to listen? And not listen to the chatter that's in the mind, but listen to when I meditate, when I just relax, and I can just be in the now and just be relaxed. And these answers are given to me, and I've learned to listen to this. This is absolutely amazing how the solution is so much with meditation. I mean, you mentioned a lot of chronic conditions that people have a lot of fear, which I have empathy for that. That they get to a place of it goes into the mind, and the mind just runs nuts with all that. And to meditate is just to quiet the mind and just say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And yes, we may do nutrition, and yes, we may do prescription medication, but absolutely, yes, for me, the solution for both ends would be the meditation.
And what you were talking about, what you were starting with that was what I would call meditative insight, where you get this aha moment from meditating where you. That is one of the major benefits of learning to meditate is this insight that you get about your life and how to live your life in more healthy and happy ways, that how to deal with anger, how to deal with difficult people. These are insights that if you're Oprah, you'd say an aha moment that can occur from as more frequently in people who learn to practice meditation. It doesn't mean that those people who don't meditate don't get those moments, but this is a way of increasing your chance that you're going to be able to get insight about these real-life problems that you can't really think your way out of. You've got to relax the mind and then let, like you said, your inner workings kind of take place, and then spontaneously you get these insights that it's called looking deeply.
Right. It just comes to you throughout the day. And, the other important point that we were talking about is teaching meditation to children. You and I said, we have kids and we teach them meditation. And years later, they come back and tell us, they're actually practicing it or they're doing something. And you're like, oh, my God, the kids really learn from example. Like, I have a daughter, and we were just talking about it, and, she's in a final year in college at Emory in Atlanta, and she just told me, Mom, I'm taking a 3-week meditation class as part of my credits. Now, I wouldn't have believed that she would have done something like that, although she is a meditator, but, it's important to keep talking about it to your family and friends as well, the benefits of meditation and how it can benefit you so much and enrich your life.
Now, children certainly can, younger children than your daughter can learn to meditate. One of the techniques that's described in my book is called pebble meditation. And that's just a very pleasant meditation that kids can relate to that helps generate positive thoughts in children. So there are some meditating practices that have been developed that are specifically for kids. So they can begin to learn to meditate.
Zach, let's hold that thought. We need to take a break. We have to pay our bills. So we love our advertisers. So hold on. We will be back with the healing power of meditation and speaking to Dr. Gabriel Weiss.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. We have a fabulous guest with us, Dr. Gabriel Weiss, and he has a phenomenal book about the healing power of meditation that's available in Amazon.com and in all major bookstores. This is a fabulous book, and we have been talking about, you know, this is actually your prescription for getting well and staying well with meditation. Now, Dr. Weiss, we were talking about it briefly in the break. How does the practice of meditation and quietening the mind, how is that going to help reduce healthcare costs? That's the number one burning question, in a lot of people's minds.
Well, the national government is having great difficulty figuring out how to do that. But to me, and I've talked and I've written letters to a number of national leaders, that if people could learn how to meditate, they would not be so involved with getting tests and having prescriptions written for them for things that could be solved with meditation. There wouldn't be so many subspecialty physician consultations or MRI scans and PET scans and cardiac stress tests, because people would just be able to deal with it in a more natural way. Kathleen Sebelius has frequently said that we need to place more emphasis on wellness and prevention than our current model, which places all the emphasis on treating illness. So to me, I hope that people in our national government, and I think they are beginning to realize that wellness, meditation is part of wellness. And so I think that's very hopeful for the future.
That's an excellent point. We've talked about prevention is the key. Don't wait until something happens. And it's sad, there used to be doctors that would specialize in preventive medicine.
Yeah, there is more and more, at least lip service now, being paid to this idea of wellness and prevention, and companies are beginning to, corporations are beginning to have corporate wellness programs and that involve meditation and other practices and proper nutrition and exercise, and these things are, to me, the key to lower the healthcare costs for the whole nation.
Mm.
Well, I think that's phenomenal, and we just want to take this opportunity to thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Otherwise, thank you very much for being on our show, and we really appreciate that you're coming on, and we hope to have you on soon again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care now. We'll talk later.
Bye-bye. So, Dr. H., this was also another very powerful session that we've just had, about preventive health and how, holistic measures, even no matter how much of pain and anxiety and difficulties you have, and even just as a preventive, meditation is such a key, important part of all our lives.
When you were talking before, you said the phrase, which I really love that I could see as the title of a book, Prescription for Meditation.
Well, I think more practitioners, my feeling on that, should write that for a prescription for getting well and staying well, with meditation. So it's not just for getting well, but how do we stay well,
Yes. Yeah. How do we keep recovering our balance? Because everybody, no matter
back.
How so-called enlightened you are going to have their center, upset with anger or frustration or a variety of emotions that are, you'd like to have less of those emotions and more of the positive emotions. So staying well, that's what the practice is all about.
Thank you.
Well, we can agree with you more, because this show is all about, Kiss Your Life Hello, it's all about, teaching people the choices that they have, and that we each have to start individually, one person at a time. So to practice something that, that it's your birthright, being well, being, pain-free and living a life that you love is your birthright. But you have to tune in to yourself to find that out. So that's why we're very appreciative that Dr. Weiss was able to share his infinite wisdom, with all of us here, and you have to get his book, The Healing Power of Meditation. That's a very important thing that we have to do, that all of us have to meditate, no matter how busy we are. And during the day, that was a very useful lesson that, you could do, practice the mindfulness in when you're eating, when you're walking, any activity that you do, concentrate on being in the present and concentrate on your focus on breathing and feeling alife, So that is it.
Well,
and
it sounds like you really know the practice. So,
Dr. White, we thank you for being on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And this is a very important message for everyone. And next week we're going to have a wonderful guest. It's a pre-recording, but we have a wonderful guest because he was traveling. Dr. H. Geshe-la Thubten of Pelge, who became a monk at the age of 17, is of the Tibetan tradition. And he completed a vigorous 18-year course of traditional studies in Buddhist philosophy that earned him the title of Geshe-la, which means a PhD, from Sera University in 1973. And Geshe-la, as he likes to be called, went on to do advanced studies in the Buddhist tantric tradition at the Gumei Monastery. And there he had a private session with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. And since then, he did a 5-year meditation retreat in the mountains. In 2001, Geshe-la Felge was elected as member of the Tibetan Parliament in exile. And he is the Buddhist Peace Ambassador for the Soha Peace Project in the Middle East. And during the interview, we talk a lot about, the reception he had in the Middle East and his own experience being a Tibetan living under the Chinese rule in Tibet, and, why he's such a fervent and passionate believer for world peace and also animal rights and vegetarian lifestyle. So,
and when will that show be broadcast?
This is, again, going to be next week. So for all our listeners listening in, it's going to be next week. The same time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we'll be talking more about, you know, the peace processes, you know, and also animal rights. So Geshe-la Felge is a very fervent supporter that the peace begins, you know, at home. So I hope
animal rights. My dog is barking. See that?
So this is a wonderful opportunity, Dr. H, for all of us to continue in the tradition of, you know, that as we practice a more holistic approach, we develop compassion and we develop, you know, the hopefully a broadening of our hearts, a widening and a depth in our hearts and feelings for other human beings.
When we did the tape recording, he also talked a little bit about the insight of Dalai Lama. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting, the two sections that we did a pre-recording, because I believe he was in Spokane, Washington about 3 months ago. So he's now, I'm sure, probably back in India again with the Dalai Lama. Oh, so
I'm going to have to sign off, guys.
BJ.
But I've enjoyed it quite a bit. I'll be listening next week.
Okay, thank you,
Dr. Weiss. Thank you. So with that cue, we will sign off from now. And we thank everyone for listening in for our show. And if you didn't catch it, please catch it on the archives at kissyourlifehello.com. And until we meet you again next week, have a blessed week. And keep smiling, keep breathing, and keep meditating.
And if no one told you that they love you today, let me be the first to love you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.